We are in Daf, Bava Med Beis, four lines before the two dots, towards the top of the Yomet. Mechitzin Od Amoron. We had said before, a memre of Rabchia Barashi Amarav, Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, Aloch Lomayishem Isina. So, we had explained Shiurin and Chatzitzin. Now, what is Pshat and Mechitzin? Hod Amoron. We had before a problem, according to Rav Yehuda, if we would learn out from Seichichin, the halacha would be that a Mechitza would have to be 11 and a half Tvachim. So the Gemara had said that we learn out from the halacha L'moshe Misinai, according to Rav Yehuda, that you need a Mechitza Asorah Mibifnim. So that's why we need the halacha l'moishe misinai. Mechitzin hoda amora. So the Gemara says, honicha l'Rab Yehuda. That's very good according to Rab Yehuda. El rameya ma'ika l'meima. According to rameya, we can learn out from Seichichin that a mechitza has to have 10 tfochim ibifnim. So the Gemara answers, Ki asoi hilchese legud v'lovud v'doifen akume. Let us see Rashi. Hoda amoron legoiva asore that a mechitza has to have a minimum height of 10 tefachim. Hanicha l'Rab Yehuda d'loi nafke lei mikroi. Doesn't have a pasuk of seichichim. It's trech hilchese. According to Rameyer Shver, so the Gemara says you need the Hilchsa Mechitzin is for different halachas of Mechitzes. Legud, Laheche de Tzorech Lemegad, when you have to pull something. Oy good Achis, Oy Asik, either you pull down a Mechitze or you pull up a Mechitze. Narashi brings a case of good Achis, Kegoin Achsadra Bebike, you have an Achsadra, you have a roof. So we use the pair of the tikre, and we're moishechet lamata, that's a din of good achis. So that we learn from halacha l'moishe misinai. The lovud, pochus migimel. We attach one to the other. Doifen akume, pochus midalad amis. We consider that the Tzchach is a chelik of the doifen and it was nisaken. Zogt die Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishnah, b'she'ein lo sholosh tefanos, that it's possible the minimum amount of walls a sukkah needs are three walls. Tana rabbonon, we learned in a baraisa, shtayim kil choson. Two of these walls have to be kilchosam, the whole length of the sukkah. Rishlishes, the third wall, afilu tefach. Rab Shimon Omer, shalosh kehilchosam, urevius afilu tefach. Bamai kamiflagi, what is the machlokes? You need three plus a tefach or two plus a tefach. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan Sovri Yesh Eim L'Mesayris. We darshan how the Pasuk was written. That is the key to the halachas we derive from it. Rab Shimon Sova Yesh Eim L'Mikra. The Iker is how the, not how the Pasuk was written, how the words are pronounced. So now the Gemara explains. Rabbanan Sovri Yesh Eim L'Mesayris. You see the way the Pasuk was written. It says, Basukas, Basukas, Basukais. Means twice it says Sukkis Chosa. Once it says Sukkis Mole. Therefore, Harekan Arba. So, we have two and two. Twice Aloshin Yochid and once Aloshin Rabban. So we have four. Dal Chad Legufei. Now, one posik, you can't darshan. We're going to darshan these teves to tell us the amount of walls you need. Chad legufe. One tells us you need a sukkah, so that you can't darshan anything from that. Pashaluhut Losa. So they left over three extra words, Basukais. So we need three walls. Shtayim Kilchoson, Basoy Hilchese Garato, Lishlishis, Vukma Tefach. Now, in this halacha Lamaisha Misina of Mechitzin, there's another halacha that the last wall of Sukkot does not have to be a complete wall. It's sufficient if it's a Mechitzes Tefach. So, male, if you darshan yesh aim le Mesoiris, so you're left over with three Sukkais, in other words, one Sukkas and one Sukkais, which is three. So that means you need three walls. And then we'll end up with al halacha l'maisha mesin, there'll be two plus a shlishi stefach. Rab Shimon sova yesh aim l'mikra. Rab Shimon holds yesh aim l'mikra, that the posuk is darshan the way it is pronounced. No, it's pronounced, it's basukais, basukais, basukais. Arei kan sheish. So now we have six times it says sukkos. Dal chad kol legufe. One pasuk we need, we can't darshan it. This we need as pashtei dikra. So pashtei lohu arbe. So we have twice pasukos. So we have four. Shalosh kehilchoson. Aso hilchos segerat el revius vukim ta'atefa. So the pasuk says that the fourth wall, the last wall could be, it's genug a tefach. Let us see Rashi. Before, let me just mention a Ran in Sanhedrin. The Ran says, now we are searching for droshes to tell us how many walls a sukkah needs. So let us ask a pertinent question, and without these droshes, how will a sukkah look? So the Ran says, without these droshes, I could say, a sukkah is, you'll have four kandesim, you have four poles, now put tzchach on top of it. You won't have walls. Who tells you need walls for a sukkah? So therefore, we need these droshes to tell us that you need walls also. You need walls by the sukkah. And the amount of walls, so that's totally if you're darshan yesh aim l'mseiris or yesh aim l'mikra. Let us see what Rashi says. Shtayim kelchosav bizrochis utzvaynis kemin gam. North, one going north and one going east. Oy dreimis maravis, one going west and one going south, and it's like a gam. Yevonis, that means it's an L shape. It means Rashi means Shtayim Ka'arevon. That means you have two walls, one attached to the other, one perpendicular to the other. And their length has to be Kehilchos and Keshir Meshach Sukkah, like the length of a sukkah. The Rabbonin hold Yesh Eim Lem Seiris, Kemoshe Kosav Moshe, Umosa B'Sefer Torah LeYisrael, Hi Ha'Eim V'Ha'Ika. That is the criteria. Not the way it is pronounced. It says in the pasuk, Basukeis teishvu yeishvu basukeis ki basukeis eishavti. Chad mo leyotrein chaserim. Basukas mashmechode. Legufe de'ein dershin tchilos. You don't darshin from the first word. Pasuk hanem arishayim einay ledroshe. Elo lamashmoyasa, the emikra yaitzim debshuta, the first pasuk, you can't darshan from this to tell you ivra what that you have to be in a sukkah. Now the others are extras, so that's drush already. So then we say that we darshan the yitra teva comes to tell us the amount of walls that is needed. Hilchisa hodam rina lael halacha lamoshe misinai. Lachinami itmele ilchese lemechitzeis. That Allah lemoishim is seen that we said before. Lachinami itmele ilchese lemechitzeis lemigrei lishlishis doifen suki lemizgalei betefach. To tell us that the third wall, you don't need a whole wall, is sufficient to tefach. Yachainim asked, we had just learned the Gemara before, the Gemara asked, according to Meir, why do you need a locha l'moshe m'sinai for mechitzin? He knows he needed mechitza asore. Someone says, the lobo, like an akume, good. Why didn't the Gemara say you need Allah? Rashi just said now, in that halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it says that you megareya the third mechitza. You don't need so much. Perhaps the Lashon Mechitzin by Stas is telling us how you make Mechitzas. Here it's telling us you don't need so much. Perhaps the Gemara wanted to tell us in Hilchas Asiyas, the Halacha Moshe M'sinai is also telling us in Hilchas Asiyas Mechitzas. The Rishash wants to say something very interesting. The Rishash wants to say, and the Svara will be used as we get further involved in the next Sugya, that Be'emison, the third wall that is a shlishis tefach, is the lamdus is that we extend the wall. That means lahaloch it is sufficient that the material of the wall should be a tefach, but in lamdus we assume that this wall is extended to the meshach of the rest of the sukkah. So memeila, so the rishash says, so that b'emison is merumis in the gemara before good. The Gemara said that one of the halachas, the muscles, why do you need halachal moshe m'sinai? I need it for good, that your moshech mechitzes. So again, so that's nichlal and good, that shlish is tefach, and we see the mechitze till the end of the ruach, and that's how we consider that the ruach is sosu. So that's what we had already mentioned before already, this halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That means all they find and we say good is that was already mentioned. That is the first mahalach in the Gemara to explain the machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds Yashem l'mikra, so you have four mechitzes, and in the Tanakama holds Yashem l'mesayres. V'boy yisayim. Now the Gemara says, you want? I'll tell you a different teretz. The kula alma yesh aim lemikro. Everyone holds yesh aim lemikro. Bahoche bahoche miflugi. The machlekes is as follows. So if we have yesh aim lemikro, so theoretically we have six, and we took away one legufe, so we have four. So it should be four mechitzes. The Chachamim hold you need a posik for schach also. You don't need a posik for schach. Now let us see Rashi. Schoche loy boikro. Schoche does not need a posik. The mashma usay the gufay nafke. The suke b'loy schach loy mikraya. That means that is Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds you don't need a posik for schach because if it's called a suke, so vashteitzach you have schach. So therefore we have four basukais and we use it for four walls. And the chachamim holds schoche boikro. You need a posik for schach. Now this is a very difficult Gemara to understand. I mean, L'chayre, Rab Shimon is 100% gerecht. How could it be called a sukkah if it doesn't have schach? And Avada Givis, we mentioned before, the Ran says in Sanhedrin, that we're talking about a sukkah without walls also. I mean, the walls were going to darshan from the tabus of basukai. So we're talking about, so the Pashta Dikra, we're talking about a frame without walls or without schach, and that's called a sukkah. I mean, it's very difficult to understand. What is pshat and chachamim that hold schoche boikro? So I thought perhaps we could say pshat in this gemara in two oifanim. One oifan, we had a Rashi and a beis amad aleph. Rashi, the beis amad aleph had said that, Shitas Rashi is in the first Mishnah in Sukkot. that Chamsa Mirube Mitzilso is possible, is speaking about that you have a sukkah that the sukkah is machze schach and machze aver. That is the case of Chamsa Mirube Mitzilso. You have schach aver, schach aver. And if lemailo, the schach is equivalent to the aver, so lamato it's chamsa miruba mitzilsa, because the light spreads. So on the karkois asuke you have more sun than shade. And Rashi says the whole shtik teire. And Rashi says so hamiut botel beroiv vareze kemisha einai malshem aschach korisuke. So it explained Rashi as follows, that Rashi is saying, we mentioned then that Rabbi Netam is chaylik on Rashi, but we said that Rashi Bemison is saying a groisish diktator. Rashi is saying that if you have machzeh schach and machzeh avir, the Emerson in Hilchis mechitzeis, it should be good. It's porutz koimet. Allah we pass him porutz koimet is good. And la'aloche, if you have machzeh schach kosher and machzeh schach posel, which is poritz ka'imid, it means machzeh schach kosher is oimid, and machzeh schach posel, it is good taket, poritz ka'imid is good. According to the man, the omid of poritz ka'imid is good in Hilchus Mechitzes. Afal pikein, but if it's machzeh schach kosher, machzeh aver, it's no good. So Rashi says, the hoshtik teure, why is that? Because since the schach is not accomplishing, it is not protecting the mokim underneath it, that means it is giving some shade, but Rashi says, Amir botel beroi, vareza kemisha einai, that means this is not considered protecting if there's more sun than shade in this area, so it's not considered that the mokim was protected, so therefore it's a posel asuke. Asuke has to afford protection. That is what Rashi said. So it could very well be that is the machloikis over here. This is, according to Rashi, we're learning Rashi now. According to Rashi, this is one of the tenoyim of a sukkah, that the schach has to afford protection. You have to have milamato tzeil kechamo. I can't be more chamo than tzeil. So if it would only say that, now this is the machloikis, the chachomim and Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds that from the word sukkah alone, you could figure this out. It says sukkah, so sukkah means that it's a sukkah, so so that means Hashem aschach kori sukkah, Rashi says. So from the word sukkah alone, you know that it has to afford protection. Could be the Chachamim hold, as Alomdus could be, I wouldn't know from the word sukkah. Sukkah, I have a sukkah, I'll have schach on top of it. Forget, machze schach and machze aver. B'chol ha-teire kul and hilchus mechitzes, this is sufficient. It's porutz ka'oimed, it's good. So it's not so shady in the sukkah, so it's more sunny than shady. So I would say that it's no good. I wouldn't say it's no good. So you need a special posik, schoche boy, you need a special basukis to tell me no. That one of the tenoyim of a sukkah is it has to protect, it has to be shady taket. So it could be that is pshat schoche boy kro. Schoche boy kro is coming to tell us that matze schache matze aver milamailo is no good, because milamata is more shade than sun, and in order to be a kosher sukkah, you have to have al koponim, shade and sun have to be equal. Could be this is pshat in Rashi. One mahalach. Perhaps we could say a second mahalach in Rashi, or in the Gemara. The Maram on this Gemara asks Akasha. He says he doesn't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that everyone holds yesh ein l'mikra. So it comes out, we have three basukai, so we have six. One, we need legufe, so we have four. Now one man yoma holds schoche boikro. Schoche boikro. So take away another basukai. So you have two. So you have two. So now, so it should be one in a tefach. How did we jump to three? As I think the Maram Akasha, Makshin Ha'olam. That's the Maram's Kasha. So there's a Moiradike Maram. So the Maram says, he says, you don't need a whole basukais for schach. He says, you know what schocha boikro means? He says, from the words of basukais, we're learning out that how many wools you need. So he says, I'll tell you a sod. There are side walls, and there's a wall on top. The covering on top is also a wall. So that's also a wall. So it says, basukais, basukais. So you're learning four walls. So he says, schoche boikro. So you need one wall for the top, and then you have three left over. So three. And then also, hilchus begerate yatefach. So you have two in the tefach. That's what the Maram says. But the emison, the Maram is saying, a mu'uyim dikizach tachsach mer. The Gemara further, we mentioned before that, this is a Mishnah Vayta, if we'll have a sukkah that is machze schach kosher and machze schach posel, that means you have a tefach schach kosher, a tefach schach posel, a tefach schach kosher, a tefach schach posel. So poshet, there is a Mishnah Vayta that it is good. Mo says it's good. You put schach kosher in between this, you fill up the spaces, it's good. The Gemara asks Akasha, there's a machloikis in Erevin, by Hilchis Mechitzois, do you need porots ke'oimid, or do you need oimid meruba ala porots? So the Gemara asks Akasha, if porots ke'oimid is good, so the Mishnah is good. If you need oimid meruba ala porots, we have a problem with the Mishnah. That's the whole sugya vayta in the first parak. We see a moire de kezach, that the Gemara understood that the schach on the top has hilches mechitze. So male the Gemara was tailor, so if porots kaimed is good all the time, and hilches mechitze, so it's good on the top. If porots kaimed is not good, then you need oimed meruba ala porots. Where did the Gemara get this yesod? That the schach is hilchus mechitzah. The mechitzahs are the side mechitzahs. According to the Maram, we have a moiridike Gemara. Fakat schach boikro. You need a posik. This is one of the walls. The schach is one of the walls. So memele, so fakat we learn that from the posik. So if it's one of the walls, so Memela needs Hilchas Mechitze. The man Yomad al Tzchoche loy boy kro, he says he understood by itself that it's a wall, without a posik. But it could be that is the shakl of Italian in the Gemara. That means everyone knew that in order to have a Shem Sukkah, you need to have to be schach on top of it. Or else, why is it called a Sukkah? For a frame without anything, without walls and without schach, should be called a Sukkah. Now, could be schach boikro means, do you need a posik to tell me that the schach needs hilchis mechitze, and al kolponim you'll need porots ke oimed, or according to the mandiyoma, that is not good, you need oimed meruba la porots. And Rav Shimon holds, schach loy boikro. Could be that is pshat in the Gemara. The boy is saying, now the Gemara wants to say a third mahalach. The kuli alme yesh aim le mesayres. Everyone holds yesh aim le mesayres. Now, if we hold yesh aim le mesayres, so that means that that we have a, so we owe to the, we only have four to begin with. One you need legufe, so we have three. So now, what is the svara of Rav Shimon? Vahoche vahoche miflegi. Ma sova ki esoi hilchese legareya. One man the yoma holds, the tamid the chachamim holds, that the halacha came to be begareya, the last wall. So if you have a limud of three walls, so the halacha came to say the third wall does not have to be a complete wall. It is sufficient if it's a tefach. Umar sovar, and Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Shimon holds, ki asay hilchese lohoysev. That the halacha came, the halacha Moshe Messina is that after the walls which are written in the Torah, the Mount of Walls, which is Allah Lamaish Messina, you need a new wall. And the next ruach, and the fourth ruach, need a wall, but the size of this wall is a tefach. Now I'd like to just mention, I saw the Peiris Yosef says, an argument, and there's a Peiris Yosef writer after Zainam at base, two very interesting nekudas. He says, we have here a machlokes between the Chachomim and Rab Shimon. You need three walls and a tefach, according to Rab Shimon, two walls and a tefach, according to the Chachomim. And the Gemara, and this Lashon wants to say that the Shaila is, it was the Halacha Megareya, really the Pasuk said three walls, and then you need, the Halacha Meishim Sinai said two and a tefach are sufficient, the Pasuk says three, and the Halacha added on a fourth wall. So he wants to say, could be, besides the Tukin Halacha in Lomdis, and different Halachas will also be an Afkamina. For example, we had mentioned before that from the Rishash, Rasmi the Ramban and Mulchamis mentions this for that the Lomdis of the Shlishi Tefach is Pshat, is that really on the third Ruach we have a Tefach, but this Tefach, we're Moshech the Tefach on the whole Ruach. That means that there's a Chiddush Akra that you don't, before you'll have to build a Mechitz on the third Ruach, but it works with alumnus. You have a tefach, and you were meishich the tefach on the whole ruach. That is shlishi tefach. Zut the Peiris Yosef, but there will be a difference between the Rabbonon and Rab Shimon. That means like this. According to the Rabbonon, the Pasuk says you need three walls. Now the Halach and the Moshe Mishinai says on the third wall you only need a tefach. So we can understand it, not pshat is that the Halach and Moshe Mishinai is chaylik on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says you need a mechitza beruach shlishis. And the Halach and the Moshe Mishinai says you can get it with a tefach, it will be Moshech. But then it's mistava to say that the Halach and the Moshe Mishinai is consistent with the Pasuk. The Pasuk said you need three walls. So the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai said, true, but we can make it with Lomdus, the third wall. A Tefach will be Moshech et Keneged Ruach. That is according to the Chachomim. According to Rab Shimon, the Pasuk said three walls, and we're going to add, and the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai added a fourth wall. L'chayr, according to Rab Shimon, then you don't have to say the Lomdus is that we're Moshechet. You should say such a thing. The Pasuk says you need three. Halacha L'Moshe says you need a Tefach. So that's what you need. You need three plus a Tefach. But in the fourth Ruach, we don't have to say Lomdus that we're Moshech the fourth Ruach. Could be there'll be Gevaldik and Avkaminis in this Nekud alone. That's what he wants to say, right, at Dr. Zainam at base. And here on Davovam at base, he wants to say, could be there'll be another Nafkamina. So Machloikis Apoiskim, the later the Gemara learns out on Davtes, that the Sukkah is also Bahano. So Machloikis, others say only the Schach is also Bahano, and others say that the walls are also also. Shitas Rambam is that the walls are also also Bahano. So he wants to say, could be there'll be a meridik and nafkamina if the fourth wall or the third wall will be asabahano. That means he time is like this. According to the Chachomim, the Pasuk says you need three walls. That's what the Pasuk says. Pasukis. Then we learn that Chaga Sukis Tasa Lacha Machagiga Surabano, Afsuka Asabano. So we learn out that what the Torah says you need is Asabano. The Torah said you need three walls, so the three walls are Asabano. The third wall is a Tefach, so the Tefach is Asabano. But I'll call upon him, the phone is what the Pasuk says you need. And that the Pasuk says it's Asabano. We're makish what the Pasuk says you need, this becomes Asabano. According to Rab Shimon, it could very well be that only the walls that the Torah spoke about is Osir Banor. That's what the Torah spoke about. There's a Loch Lemoishim, we see that you need a fourth, and the fourth Ruach, you need a Tefach. Good. That's, but the Pasuk isn't speaking about that. You need this wall also, but it could be that it's not Osir Banor. That's what he wants to say. And I once mentioned the Svara from Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim says whatever is needed for the Kima Mitzvah automatically becomes Osir Banor. So then L'chayr this Cheshbon isn't true, because if you need it's Osir Banor. But upon him, that's what the Perush Yosef wants to say. And Nafkamin in Lomdis between Rab Shimon and the Chachomim, according to this Loshon. That everyone holds the Loch Lemoishe Mesinai came that the last wall with Megareya. The Yesh Aim Lemesiris. And everyone holds Yesh Aim Lemesiris. So it comes out that we only have, the most we can have is four walls to begin with. We have Besukas, and Besukais. We have four walls. Hoche bederschen tchiles kemiflagi. The machlekes is, can you darshan the first word, which is coming legufoi, can you use this for apshat and drash? Till now we were saying, ein derschen tchiles. The first word you need legufoi. You can't make a drosh out of it. This is coming to tell you pashta dekro. The others are extra, so then we can make droshes out of them. Here, there's a machlekes, no, perhaps the first word also, you could also use for the drash, since the other basukis are coming for a drash, and minyan had fun, so we can use this one also for a drash. Mar sovar dershin chilis, Rab Shimon holds dershin chilis, the male of its dershin chilis, and then we have four, so we have four, then also ilchasiv gerati a tefach, so you have three plus a tefach. Omar sovar ein dershin chilis. And the Chachamim hold ein dershin tchilas, so you only start off with three. One basukish in id legufe, so three, so we have two plus a tefach. Rab Masna omar taimei da Rab Shimon mehocha besuke tiye letzel yoimom mechoyrev ulemachse ulemister mizerem umimoto. Now, this we'll see this machlikis Rashi in Taisvis, what's pshat in Rab Masna. Let us see Rashi. Dershin tchilos ledroshe havelohu arbo. So you can darshin the first word also, so we have then, it says four times basukas. Lemachse or lemister. So Rashi says, this is Rab Masne in Rab Shimon. Beloim arba mechitzeis lav machse mizeremu. Shaharuach meishiv es hazerem derech toifen haporos. That means we're not going in sukkah, we're going in a new angle in Ganzen. It says that the sukkah has to have these qualifications. It has to be tzeil, machse, lemister, mizerem, and mimoto. So Memele, in order to have all these qualifications, you have to have four walls. So that is the taich of a sukkah. That's what Rab Shimon holds. Now you have a loch lemoishe misinai. Good. I mean, but you have to first, the loch lemoishe misinai works after, first you have to know the taich. A loch lemoishe misinai is that the last wall doesn't have to be a complete wall. But you have to first know what the tzur of a sukkah is. So the tzur of a sukkah is something that theoretically can protect mizerem, and so therefore you need a stime and the ruach revius also. Even though after loch lemoishe misinai it's not a protection of zerem also, that's not kefelach. But upon them we have to know with what we start with. We start with something that is a protects from zerem also, so that means we started with a mokim that had four walls. We'll see, Taisus had a different shot in this Gemara, but it could very well be that they go l'shitosa. I mean, if we're gonna take this posik, the way Rashi says pshat in the posik, that the Pasuk says, V'sukhetiyeh, machse mizerem, So we have to make sure that the fourth wall is also covered in order that it shouldn't come in from the Ruach Habiyis. So if we're taking the Pasuk Kipshutai, so it says it has to be Machsa Mizerem Umimoto, so we have to make sure that it shouldn't rain in either. I mean, if we have to be consistent. So the Pasuk, so it shouldn't be able to rain in either. So the Emerson, Rashi Shita Vaita is, not, we hear that Rabbeinu Tam, but based on the Dov, Rabbeinu Tam says a sukkah that rains in is not a sukkah. That doesn't have a shame sukkah, that's a bias. The taicha of a sukkah is a temporary shelter, some mele, but it has to rain in. And that's why the Rabbeinu Tam says on that base, that's why even Rabbi Zeira bought a posuk, sukkah teal itself, yoimim, mizerim, imamotah, the Gemara never said that it has to be rainproof, because that's the taicha sukkah. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam holds that a sukkah that is rainproof is a posel a sukkah. Rashi holds it's a kosher a sukkah. Rashi holds it's a kosher a sukkah. We'll see later. Rashi holds it's a kosher a sukkah. Lalocha we pass when it's a kosher a sukkah. So Memele, so Rashi could take a learn like this. So Rashi could take a say pshat in the Gemara that's like a Rabmasna learned kipshutai that the sukkah has to have all these qualifications. It has to be a maksa mimota. Good. So that's also nishkefel. The sukkah has to be, waterproof. So it'll be waterproof. Maybe according to Rav Shimon, it has to be waterproof. I mean, it could be. But it's no stira to the shame sukkah. Let us jump to the bottom taisvis, and we'll see taisvis, the sukkah tiel itzel, v'irishalmi omrinen taime de Rav Shimon min hodik roi. The Talmud was used to this pasuk. Besuketir letzel yoimem mechoyre harei achas onbo lemachzel lemister harei shnayim bizerem mimoto shnayim. So that's four walls. Rabbonanami mizerem mimoto achas. So we see Taisvis did not learn the way Rashi learned. Rashi took the pasuk kipshutoi. It has to be protect from zerem, so there has to be a fourth wall. Rashi took it kipshutoi. Taisus brings a Yerushalmi, it's not Kipshuta, it's a drosha, these are Zerem, one wall, two walls, it's just drosha sazelche. So Memela could very well be Taisus, Lashitazi, because Taisus, oh, you can't say, that Taisus that base. Taisus that base says you can't say that sukkah should have the qualification to be a shelter from rain, because that's not a sukkah. That's what Taisus said on that base. That can't be. So therefore, it could be Taisus Lashitosa, he learns a different shot in Rav Masna. Now, let us see Taisus for Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Sova Yesh Eim Lemikro. Zotaisus Azoi. Taisva says that Bemison, everyone is moide, that the mikra has a mashmois, the mesayres has a shmois, the loy alchinam nichtavke. That means there's a cheshbin, the way, why it was written this way, why it's pronounced this way. There's no machloi, that's teire, the teire has a ksiv in a kri, elabim milsed the mikra shiyadodi. But if there'll be a contradiction between one and the other, pligi, the mouth of a mikriker, period. That's how Taisus is giving us a hagdome to our sugye, the one darshan's mikra, one darshan's mesayras. Taisus brings a rai, kibbe ashkechan, so this is a prove it to you. Rabbi Kiva bereish Sanhedrin, the sova yesh aim lemikra. Rabbi Kiva in Sanhedrin holds yesh aim lemikra. Now let's just say, what is Rabbi Kiva speaking about? It says, al kol nafshois meis lo yovai. Now, nafshois is pronounced with a chaylom, nafshois aloshen rabim, and it is written chosa, nafshas. Now, Rabbi Kiva darshans from nafshois meis, that afilu you'll have a chatzi revius, from two mesim, each one you have a chatzir abis, it's also matama boyu. Nav shois meis, that the two nefoshes, which are meis, there's also an issa of tumaboyu. That's Rabbi Kiva. He holds nav shois. That means they hear the Mikra is Moisif on the Mesoiris. The Mesoiris says Nafshas, and the Mikra says Nafshois, and some Mele, so if the Mikra says Nafshois, it'll be Nafshois Taka. That's one Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Peire Kolsho, Gabi Lechem Oini, the Dorish Mikra or Mesoiris. There he dashes Mikra Mesoiris. Rabbi Kiva says, it says, the Ksiv is Lechem Oni, so if you made a matzah with Yain Shemen at Bosch, it's matzah shira, it's possible. Lechem oini, sha'inen arav dvorim harbe. So that's the same Rabbi Kiva. There's a mikra mesayre, shodarshim both. V'peik lulav agozot nan, Rabbi Kiva oimer, kishem shalulav echot ve'esrig echot, kach, the other things are also echot. V'dashine b'gmore lulav echot, v'dachsiv kapas chosovot. Kapas is chosavot, so we see he darshens Mesoiris. Now here we're in hot water. That means if Rabbi Kiva in Yesod darshens, if Rabbi Kiva in Yesod holds yesh aim la mikra, now if you darshen both, make it tasty. But if one is says to the other, you darshen mikra. So lechayre, so here you have here the mikra is kapois. The Mesoiris is kapas, so lechayre he holds yesh aim la mikra, so you should say kapos. So b'emesin the marsha is ma'ira this. The kanira aim on the marsha wants to say pshad. B'emesin Taisvis later asked this kasha, and Taisvis says that since it says pri eitz, which is one, the pre-eitz is megala and kapas. That's just like pre-eitz is one, is kapas also one. Because it says kapas next to pre-eitz, so it's doing the pre-eitz. So the Kani Reim says that pshat is like this, that be'emesin, if the din would be kapas and kapois, and I wouldn't have any hachro, I say mikro. But since kapas is next to pre-eitz, and this is yochid, so that tells me that I should darshan mesoiris. Taisvis is like this. But this only would make sense if Rabbi Kiva is also goyris mesoiris. So my mail I'll say, so the smiches of pre-eitz, the kapas, tells us we should darshan kapas. But if he held beshita, you only darshan mikro or mesoiris, it wouldn't make sense. So my mail, that's how the Kalni Reim says pshat and Taisvis. The chain Rab Shimon, the sova hocha yesh aim le mikra. Here Rab Shimon holds yesh aim le mikra. That's our lashon now. The kama de kedushin gabi bibigdoi bo dorish mikra umesayis. Now the mikra is bigdoi. The Gemara darshens kiven shapirish talisei oleo shuv osa lemochoi. It means not allowed to sell an om evriya after yiyud was made. So ein shivches acha ishus. Now the mesoiris is bebogdoi. A loshen, and that's going on the father. After the father sold her once, he can't sell her again. So Rab Shimon darshens both. Rab Shimon the sava hochi yeshem le mikra bepeire kamadekdushin gabi bebigdei badorosh mikra mesoiris, and that's the way Taisvis is giving us the guidelines of Emerson. There's a reason for both, so there's no stira. The posuk is telling us two halachas. After yield, she can't be sold a second time, and after one mechira, she can't be sold a second time. Umiyu koshe, the rabbi kived leidorish hosom el mikra lechud. Oh, now a logistical problem. Rabbi Kiva only darshens mikra. Bibigdoi, Baraili Dorish Tarai, Kerab Shimon, Kidamrin and Gabi Lechamoini. Now already we're getting into a little hot water. Why doesn't Rabbi Kiva darshan both? Now we have another problem. Boy, another problem. Now we're getting into problems. Ashkechem Rabbi Kiva, the Sova Yesh Aim Lemikro. So Memele, if Rabbi Kiva holds Yesh Aim Lemikro, so let us so figure out, so according to Rabbi Kiva, according to this Loshan, how many Mechitzas do you need? Need to be in a tefach. That's what the Gemara said over here. L'kamon b'somich machshir Rabbi Kiva suke b'roish hasfina. Later, the Gemara brings down Rabbi Akiva holds she can make a sukkah b'roish haspina. Umuchach shmaite mishum de kesava sukkah diras aroi bina. Alma loiboy gimel kehil chosom. Techataimu kedakamrinen bahu shmaite Rabban Shimon v'Rab Gamliel de pligi ad Rabbi Akiva. Shoven besukkah de diras kva b'ina. Now, let us just explain what the Gemara says further. Gemara says further, Abaye made a shita. Abaye collected all the Tanoim that hold Sukkah Diras Kvabim. And in the shita, he includes Rab Shimon and Rab Gamliel. Now, Rab Shimon holds, you need four walls. Oh, Rab Sukkah Diras Kvabim. Fine, that's Rab Shimon. Rabbi Gamliel says you can't make a sukkah on top of a sfina, because also it's not kavuadik, it's aroizdik. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Now, on the other side of the fence, he says Rabbi Akiva holds you can make a sukkah on top. So it comes out, according to the Gemara Baita of Zayin Amid Beis, Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds sukkah diras aroi beinan. And those who hold the shita of Diras Kvas, Rabbi Gamliel, who holds a Sfina is possible, and Rabbi Shimon holds you need four walls. But according to our Cheshbin, if the reason of Rabbi Shimon is that he holds four walls because he holds Yeshem Lemikra, and Rabbi Kivin Sanhedrin also holds Yeshem Lemikra, so Yossi is to hold four walls. So then Teindachnish. So he holds, so what does he hold? He holds Diras Kva, Diras Aroi, Teindachnish. The Gemara Vais says he's from those that hold Diras Aroi Binen. And Rab Shimon holds Diras Kva. And Lachai Rab Kiva also holds Diras Kva. Mi ubezei yeshloime kvai sheporish lakama daid kama kulo sviru lo suke Diras Kva Binen loi bishvil shi yeshov. The Gemara does not mean that everyone agrees with the other. The old that hold Diras Kva, that means in different nekudas they hold you need kviyas. Some hold you need kviyas in this oifen, some hold you need kviyas in this oifen. They all don't have to agree. So it could very well be that Rabbi Akiva could hold that you need four walls. We can still hold that Al Gabi Sfina is good. It's not gefelach. Avol oitkosh, we have another problem. Do Rabbi Akiva v'Rab Shimon d'Savri yesh aim l'mikro. We have Rabbi Akiva in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Shimon in the Masechet Sukkah. They both hold Yeshem Lemikra. Umechayvi achaticha achas peperik dam shchit. And the mechayiv to bring an oshem tolui, if a person ate one piece of meat, but there was a suffix if it was kodesh or choyl or chaylev or shumen. Gabichaticha shal chulen vachaticha shal kodesh. That brought down increases of chobezim and beis. There were two pieces of meat. One was chulen, one was kodesh. Bo echod v'ochal asarishayna. Fine. That's chaticha achas mishtei chatiches. Ubo acher v'ochal asashniyah. Now the second one did not eat chaticha achas mishtei chatiches. He ate, there was one piece left and he ate it. So it says over there, zemei v'oshem toli, v'zemei v'oshem toli, divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rab Shimon Oima, Shnei Mevi'in Oshem Echad. But both of them agree that there's a Chiyev Oshem on the second one. Even though the second one, when he ate it, it wasn't Chatich Achas Mishtei Chatichas. V'chein Gabi Chela V'shumen. Alme, Loi Bo'inan Chaticha Mishtei Chatichas. So that's what you see. You don't need, in order to be Mechayev and Oshem, you don't need Chatich Achas Mishtei Chatichas. Uman de boi chaticha mishtei chatiches, omrinen beperik sofek ochal, mishum de mitzvois korina bei. It says mitzvois. So for mitzvois we darshan chaticha mishtei chatiches. Uman de mechayev, sova yesh aim le mesayres. The one that holds your chayev afilu one chaticha, mitzvas ksit. So now we're in hot water. In fact, the taisve is, as the Gemara increases, and Av Yezayinam at base, is Mevayr, the Machloikis. If you need Chitichachas Mishtei Chatichis, or Chitichachas is sufficient, if you hold Yeshem LeMesayris, and Chitichachas is enough. If you hold Yeshem LeMikra, need Chitichachas Mishtei Chatichis, so, and Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Shimon hold Chitichachas is enough, and they hold Yeshem LeMikra. ואין לפור שהיא דדם שחית בשתי חתיכס קטוילס, אותו שזה נילוי שיינפל. Could be Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon are speaking about your two large chatiches, she'ochel zeh mizuki zayis, zeh mizuki zayis. But when the second one ate from the second chatich, it doesn't mean that the first chatich was completely eaten up. The first chatich is still around. So it's weiter chatich achas mishtei chatiches. Dal kochoch, no, that's not pshat. Dal kochoch, taima mishim dleiboi chaticho mishtei chatiches. No, it's speaking about that the first one ate up the first chaticha completely, and the second one ate up only one chaticha, and you're chayv, because you don't need chaticha mishtei chatiches, kedemucha achosam bishili pilke bigmore gabi rabi yoisi, tekoma chaticho mishtei chatiches ike benai. So it seems that there we're speaking about chaticha achas, that there wasn't mishtei chaticha. Since there once was two, mishum dikve isure, Rav Nachmanu dekom ahochi bereish perik sofikochu, aber rabbe demeforish taime mishum afagav de mitzvahs ksiv mitzvahs kerinim, but after that the loshon of the Rishash, less like Klauk the Bucha Chosam, you need Mamish too. Boyd Kosh, with Rab Shimin, Lahai Lishna Damrin and Hoche de Kulalma Yeshem Le Mesoiris. Agamore says Yeshem Le Mesoiris, a Besoir Perkei Tzitzel, Gabi Weiss Echad Yeochil, Kesovi Yeshem Le Mikro. Boyd Kosh, and Vulkama Poslina Le Kulalma Sukhet, Tacha Sukhet, Mechziv Vesukas. If it's down to one sukkah, not only two sukkahs. Lem rinin yeshem le mikro. So Lamai Sataisa started off explaining the yeshem le mikro and yeshem le mesoiris very easily, but at the end, Taisa should appreciate the gewaldike bekiyas of Taisa. Taisa went through shas, but there are difficulties. Taisa is just mentioning them. Next thesis, we will have to, it's the Gea Rashi in Sanhedrin, so we have to know the sugya there. Let's go further in the Gemara. Voisei tefach heichon ma'amidoi. Where do we put the tefach? Where do we put the tefach? Omar Rav ma'amidoi keneged hayotze. So Rav says, you put the tefach keneged hayotze. Let us see Rashi. So the Perish Chai is a nice picture. Rashi also is a nice picture. Keneged hayotze, this picture is not bad. But Rashi says that means that you have here two right angles. And next to the ruach of one of them, where it ends, starting the third ruach, you put the tefach. That means, you put it in an oifen that the third ruach, you start the third ruach. That's Rashi's picture. What we have here is also sufficient. Let us see Rashi. Keneged hayotze, mokim shemechitze kola, be'ezer sheyirtze. That means you have two, wherever the mechitze ends, you have here an L. So, and any mechitze that ends, you'll put the tefach on the third ruach. Meshtayim Mizrochis Tzifoynis, Yasa Tefach, Meseifa Tzifoynis, Bemikzoye Litzad Meiret. Oibe Mizrochis Litzad Dorm. So that means, so it will be like a ches, I see. That's how Rav said. Omri Lei Rav Kahane, Rav Asi Le Rav, Yamidenu keneged roish tu. You should make it keneged roish tu, the beginning of the shure, shosik rav. Rav kept quiet. Now, there's a whole tumult, what is pshat in this roish tu. But let us say the easiest pshat is the maram. And in the Perish Chai, he brings down the maram's pshat also. And then we'll see how this is mabur in Rashi and Tosfos. That the kasha keneged roish tu is as follows. That means if you have here two walls shaped like an L. So the tefach should be on the fourth corner that should be going on an angle. And this tefach, and that means that is how the Maram says pshat mufi, it's meduik and loshen Rashi also. That means you have two mechitzas going this way, so on the corner which is opposite the 90 degree angle, so there you should put this tefach on an angle slanting, going in both directions, and that's the Gemara's kasha. So that means that the kasha was as follows. If the lumbus of the tefach is with this tefach, you're soisim the ruach, maybe let's be soisim both ruches with this tefach. We'll put this tefach on an angle, we'll be soisim both ruches. There's a ha'ore, the Sfas Emes asks, and the Oitzer, Zmeire and the Sfas Emes, that means if you're going to make the mechitza is going this way and this way, like an upside down L, and make the tefach over here. So l'chayre, if the tefach will be inside the square, the theoretical square, so you don't have Zion al Zion. So the Oitzer wants to say, and then the other pictures that they made, you zicha don't have Zion al Zion, that Kasha Svasema says. But I feel according to the Maram, you also don't have Zion al Zion, because if you'll put it inside the theoretical right angle, in the imaginary right angle over here between the third wall and the fourth wall, so also you're missing Zion al Zion. So the Oitzer wants to say, now go, maybe the Kasha should put it outside of the square. You put it outside of the square, and it's also considered like you're making two walls. Now let us see Rashi. V'midenu keneged roish tur. So Rashi says, b'miktsoya tzfoynis marovis ba'alachzayn. Make it in Tzvoynis Marovis Barachsoin, Oy Mizrochis Droimis, Ksha Mechitzois Marovis Tzvoynis. That means, and according to the Maram, it's very good, the Loshon of Rashi. You'll make it the opposite corner. The Nire Noite Lebeis Mechitzis, this is Gevaldik, according to the Maram, that it is Noite towards the Beis Mechitzis, it's on an angle and it's facing the two imaginary Mechitzis which are not around, umerzi ka arba mechitzes. And it looks now like four mechitzes, though with this tefach, we made keilo there's four mechitzes. I once heard from a goyin Rabbi Chatzkel Horowitz, Zechayne Levroche, he wanted to say from this Rashi, you see, Bemson, we heard a Rashi before also like this, that there's an inyan of dalad mechitzes. Merzike dalad mechitzes. What's the yichus of dalad mechitzes? Means it seems as if an inyan of dalad mechitzes. So that's what this tefach will make, like we have dalad mechitzes. L'chayre, we could say, if the halacha is, we're going now, we don't pass the like Shimon, we pass the like the chachamim, so that the din shal three mechitzes. Shlishis tefach. What's the inyan of dalad mechitzah? So vayistach episoyis, there's an inyan of a sukkah of dalad mechitzah. It's a very big tumul. Let's not go into it now. One third time we saw Simcha Shor, he wanted a taine, there's a vote from the goyin. The goyin says, sukkah is spelt with a samach, a chof, and a hay. So the Goyin says that these are three ways how a sukkah can look. A samach has four walls, a chof has three walls, and a hay has two walls and a tefach. So the Torah describes how you can make a sukkah. So from the Goyin you also see this, there's an inyan of a four-wall sukkah. Not to go into the tumul, but there's a meiridike tumul that if the tfanis are also bano, if a person makes a four-wall sukkah, are all four walls also bano? Or are only three walls also bano? There's a big tumul about this. And that's told in this chakira, which we were speaking about, is there such an inyan as a four-wall sukkah? Or maybe it's a three-wall sukkah, I don't know which are the three walls. That's something to think about. About kaponim, from this Rashi would seem that there is a psahidr of a four-wall sukkah, and the kasha was, so let's make it on an angle, and it'll be merzik arbe mechitzes. Roish Tur, now the way we're learning now, like the Maram, he tell him Hamane shall save Sode, Shatlomim Kolim Vahilchim Balachim Ze Oruch Mize Miyat. That means, so it seems from Rashi that they used to make the furrows when they, according to the Maram, they used to make the furrows on an angle. So Memela Roish Tur means, so by this corner, this was the beginning of the angle, then they went further. They went further on an angle, that's how they used to plow the fields. So everything, so this is the Roish Tur, this is the beginning of the row. This is the first row. Zokta Isvis, V'yamidenu keneged Roish Tur. Av al gav da ki yoytzi beze omar perikame da irivin, osi avire da haigise o da haigise o mevatalei, gabi vaharochov me eser ameis. Ve gabi oira aslo. Oche de tefach mechitze de reise, ve hilches de gemirilo loy osi avire o mevatalo. Now Taisus is asking a kashe from a gemore in Erevin. Now, there are two gemores what Taisus is asking from. The second Gemara from Eura Asla is very schwer because Taisus in Erevin says, by Eura Asla, you don't say Osa Vira Mahagisa Mahagisa Mevatalei, so Tam is very schwer, but the Chayv from Eura Asla, there's no Kasha. But let's go to what Taisus is speaking about. The Gemara says over there that if you have a, let's say, a Mavoi, the opening of a Mavoi has to be 10 Amas. That's the maximum shear of the opening of a movie. If you have more than 10 amas, so you have to be seismic that you should end up with 10 amas. You have to end up with a 10 amas. Then there's a Shem Pesach. More than 10 amas won't have a Shem Pesach. The Gemara declares how you could be seismic the 5 amas. The Gemara has a tzad, let's make a mechitza, 1.5 amas. And we'll make next to the Kaisel Amovi, 1.5 Amis. Then we'll have Avir, 1.5 Amis. So we have 3. Then we'll have, Nachmal, 1.5 Amis. Oh, there's, I'm missing out someplace. Balkaponim, so Balkaponim, the Gemara has a tzir over there that the Gemara said, that let's say the last mechitza, which is 1.5 amis, the Gemara said that won't be good because since on one side of it is avir, which is definitely equal to it, and the other side is the avir of the Pesach, so this mechitza in the middle, this mechitza of 1.5 amis will become bottle from the avir on both sides. So we see there's a halacha. If you have a mechitza which is mukiv on both sides from avir, so it's mevatel the Torah's mechitza sheboy. According to the Maram, that means we have here this mechitza's tefach, which is on the opposite corner, and this mechitza's tefach is surrounded. You have the avir on both sides, which are surrounding it. So Taisus asking a kasha. Let's see. Also, vira mehaygisa mehaygisa mevatalei. That is Taisus kasha. So Taisus answers that if I have a gilui hakra, the tefach mechitza diereisa, that there is a mechitza diereisa of a tefach behilchas a gemirilo, then that means the Torah was machshevit is leyase yavira mevatalei. So this does not become bottle.